I was a big TV superhero fan when I was a kid. Cartoons. I love those things. I was like a Superman, Batman kind of guy. I was never really into Marvel. I like Spider-Man a little bit. I mention all that just because, you know, obviously Marvel has its universe of characters. It has Thor and Captain America and all those. And then there's DC, which has Superman, Batman, The Flash, etc. Well, one that kind of doesn't get a lot of attention is Aquaman. I'm reading where Nicole Kidman is in talks to play Atlanta, the mother of Aquaman. And, you know, the thing is, the Aquaman, at least the cartoon anyway, the 70s Super Friends, I loved Super Friends. I thought that was great. Aquaman was one of the Super Friends. You remember Aquaman, right?
Aquaman.
Yeah.
Swift and powerful monarch of the oceans.
Right.
With ability to summon and command all creatures of the deep.
And that's it.
Aquaman, who is a teenage ally, Aqualad, guards and defends all that lives in the seas.
I forgot.
The forces of evil.
I forgot about Aquaman.
King of the seven seas.
Yeah. And you know, here's the thing. Aquaman, as cool as he might have been, what was his big power? He could communicate with animals, with sea creatures. That was it. I mean, that was the biggest thing he could do. And he could ride a seahorse. But, I don't know. It just seems like that's not really a very practical power. I mean, unless you're under the ocean. And I understand he is the king of the ocean. But anyway, so that was his big thing. I don't know. It just seems to me that once all the superheroes get together and they're comparing powers, Aquaman is going to be sort of the odd man. Now, Superman, oh, yeah, I got super speed, and I can, you know, lift anything super strong, and I can fly, you know, and then the Flash, yeah, I can travel the speed of light and beyond. I'm incredible. And Aquaman, I can talk to whales. Dude, what are you doing here?
Aquaman.
Yeah.